We do have the advantage that in Europe, the European Union, and of course they have a slightly different review and approval process through the EMA, but there's a lot of coordination and back and forth. So the FDA has learned a great deal from about a decade of experience with these agents in the EU. And what they have seen is as these biosimilars get introduced in the European markets, they've driven down prices of the biologic sphere about 20 to 30%. Now, it's not an 80% price drop like we've seen with some generics. And these are still complicated molecules and difficult to produce. But there is evidence from the EU experience that it can begin to bring down prices, particularly when there's multiple biosimilars in the same class of agents. So just one may not do a whole lot, but two or three compared to the reference biologic may begin to drive down prices. Just as importantly, though, with that decade of experience, no biosimilar introduced in Europe with pretty similar types of regulatory processes has had to be withdrawn or has been taken off the market because of safety and efficacy concerns. So that, you know, that doesn't mean we won't have something in the future, but that's pretty reassuring with well over two dozen biosimilars in the European space, including over a dozen oncologic biosimilars, and now some of them out over 10 years. So we've learned a lot from that. So although we're getting a late start, I think that's going to be reassuring to oncologists in the U.S. that there is a track record here that looks very reassuring.
Any other experience internationally with biosimilars outside of the EU?
It's primarily the EU. Now, of course, these agents are available in places like India and Southeast Asia, even in South America, but the regulatory controls are very different. Plus, the tracking of the experience in terms of adverse events and the financial numbers are just far more limited. And I think most would understand that the practice of oncology in Europe is probably closer to that of the U.S. than just about any place else globally.